podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week we do some bad sound effects, we review the new fall season premieres, and I read a letter from back when I was 18. What a douchebag! And when you hear this sound...
Does he look like... a bit!
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast! Welcome to Shitty Foley Artist Cast!
Caw-caw!
That's my side gig now. I don't know if I told you guys, but I quit my job with Shitty Foley Artist.
Fucking bitches. Woo!
Call back.
Uh-oh, Tim. The fat horses are catching up.
Wait, let me start my car.
That was fucking terrible.
Oh, was it? Well, hang on. Let me get a piece of paper and a pen out and write down your suggestions.
That's still terrible.
What? Well, let me turn on the radio, see if I hear something better.
It's not any better. Tim, you really need to work on your special effects sounds.
What are you talking about? I am nailing this shit. It's like you're in an immersive environment.
An immersive environment of shitty sound effects.
Yeah.
What is Andy doing?
He's doing the radio.
Uh-huh.
Oh. He said not to let that one little bit go.
Nope. I thought he was doing like the adults from Peanuts.
Nope. I was laying the radio under you guys while you guys continued to talk.
Was it like old timey radio?
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm Tim the T in Tancast, by the way, and Foley Artist Extraordinaire.
Don't quit your day job.
I'm Andy. I'm the A in Tancast, and I am the fat horse.
I'm Noah, the Intan cast. And there you go.
And there you go.
And there
the
you
more
went.
You know.
Whoosh. That was Noah Wenting. He does it most vigorously.
He was very vigorous. Shall we tan laugh it up?
Zorro.
We
sure,
might
why
as
not?
Well. What else are we going to do?
Pray for death.
Well, meanwhile... Tan Laughs.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
It's Tan Laugh time.
It's Tan Laugh time.
It's time for Tan Laugh.
It's time for Tan Laugh.
We'll read some jokes sent in by you and you'll laugh off your ass.
Laugh off your ass.
It's the world we're mocking when we make fun of your mom. It's true, we make a darker day, Andy, Noah, and me.
Were any of you planning to do Andrew's?
I was not. Feel free.
Feel free.
All right. I'm doing jokes from Andrew.
Huzzah!
He's like, lifted without due credit from Facebook. The first may have been read on Tancast before, and I'm pretty sure the second to last one has as well. So
we've been doing it five
yes.
years. I'm pretty sure we're just circling back around at this point.
Well, a lot of these aren't, so... The Tan Laughs are called That's How the Fight Started.
I already see much promise in this.
I took my wife to a restaurant. The waiter, for some reason, took my order first. I'll have the rump steak rare, please, he said. Aren't you worried about the mad cow? Nah, she can order for herself. And that's how the fight started. Or, that's when the fight started. My wife and I were sitting at a table at her high school reunion, and she kept staring at a drunken man swinging his drink as he sat alone at a nearby table. I asked, "Do you know him?" "Yes," she sighed. "He's my old boyfriend. I understand he took up drinking right after we split up those many years ago, and I hear he hasn't been sober since." "My God," I said, "who would think a person could go on celebrating that long?" And that's when the fight started.
You got to the swinging, and I was like, here comes a dick joke.
Oh, no dick jokes.
Aw.
When our lawnmower broke and I couldn't and wouldn't run, my wife kept hinting to me that I should get it fixed. But somehow I always had something else to take care of first. The shed, the boat, making beer, always something more important to me. Finally, she thought of a clever way to make her point. When I arrived home one day, I found her seated in the tall grass, busily snipping away with a tiny pair of sewing scissors. I watched silently for a short time and then went into the house. I was gone a minute, and when I came out again, I handed her a toothbrush. I said, "When you finish cutting the grass, you might as well sweep the driveway. The doctors say I will walk again, but I will always have a limp."
Terrible.
My wife sat down next to me as I was flipping channels. She asked, "What's on TV?" I said, "Dust." And that's when the fight started. I think that's one we've done before.
I believe you're right.
Yeah, that wouldn't really be a fight.
I'm going to read one more. I will save the rest of these for another time.
That's just a fact. Not like, dust because you didn't clean it, bitch. Like, then that would be a fight.
I think that's the implication. Then.
Yes. Well, you know what? She's too sensitive.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
My wife is hinting about what she wanted for our upcoming anniversary. She said, "I want something that's shiny and goes from 0 to 150 in about 3 seconds. I bought her a bathroom scale." And that's when the fight started.
Oh, that's hurtful.
150 is not a overweight weight, is it?
Depends on your height.
Yeah.
I mean if you have to be pretty short for that to be overweight, don't you?
I was going to say, if you're like 4 feet tall, I'm sure 150 is fairly plump.
I mean, unless he's married to one of the Oompa Loompas or something.
Well, I mean, the setup kind of is implying that she's talking about a race car, or like a fast car. But right. Most street legal cars have a really hard time getting up to 150. So maybe it's metric.
So that joke has all sorts of flaws, is what you're saying.
But if it's metric, let's see, what's 150?
It can't be metric.
That's about 100 miles an hour.
Only real measurements.
So all right, 150 kilos would be like 330 pounds?
What do you get when you go tie the knot? She lets herself go and eats a whole lot.
Where's that from?
That was me making it up, a Oompa Loompa marriage song.
Oh, okay. Yes.
It wasn't great.
See, that's what they needed. I mean, all that advice for kids, it's like, yeah, don't watch too much TV, don't eat too much food, don't be too greedy about your toys. Like, what about for adults? Like, don't fuck with the IRS.
What do you get when you don't pay your tax? Uncle Sam will fuck you with a dick in your back. I don't know.
A dick in your back?
I know! Shh! Read it and laugh!
A dick in your back, Tim?
No!
Is that
don't
how you
call
do
attention
it?
No, to my chittiness.
I love
don't
you,
look
Tim.
At him.
No worries. What is that?
Tim, don't,
oh,
no,
quick, don't
I gotta get in my airplane and get out of here.
Tim's airplane sounds like tooting.
Okay, I don't think we left this one. Read this one. This is from Jonathan, where it says, "I love you, Tim. I love you, letter U, Tim. No worries." And it links to a Facebook joke.
I don't think we have, but I cannot be certain.
It doesn't look like we have, so I will read it, and you will tell me if we have.
That's right!
One Sunday morning, Satan appeared before a small-town congregation. Everyone started screaming, running for the front of the church, trampling each other in frantic effort to get away. Soon, everyone was gone, except for an elderly gentleman, who sat calmly. Satan walked up to the man and said, "Don't you know who I am?" The man replied, "Yep, sure I do." Satan asked, "Are you going to run?" Nope, sure ain't, said the man. Perturbed, Satan asked, "Why aren't you afraid of me?" The manly calmly replied, "Been married to your sister for over 48 years.
Oh, no.
Yes. I love it.
So I reached back. I'm pretty sure we didn't do this one.
Wait. I thought the person behind was supposed to do the reach.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, what if I'm trying to finger my own beehole? Then I got to reach back.
Fair enough. I'll give it.
Thank you. Excellent. Yeah, you'll give it. Right in my butt.
What in the butt? What in the butt?
Anyway. anyways, Tyler sent us a tan laugh back in July, I'm pretty sure we didn't get to, that makes fun of Italians, which we pick on just about every other nationality, so why not?
Hey, a fuck are you?
Indeed. He says, have a few Italian jokes on me. Why is Italy shaped like a boot?
Cause a fuck are you?
Fuck are you, mama? Because do you think they could fit all that shit in a tennis shoe? What does Fiat stand for?
Fuck your mama.
Frenzied Italian at traffic lights. What's an innuendo?
I don't know. What's the matter with you?
It's an Italian suppository. What is a four-letter word in Italian for goodbye?
Fuck you.
Bang.
Oh, mafia joke.
What do you call an Italian hooker?
And his mother.
I'll accept it. Also acceptable would have been a prostitute.
Oh, beauty Christmas.
Did you hear about the Italian chef who died?
No.
He passed away.
Oh, Jesus Christ on a pony.
What language do the Vatican police speak?
Pastafarian.
No, pig Latin.
No.
I don't get this one. What do you call a pimple on an Italian?
A beauty mark.
A grease fitting.
Ah, take that, Italians.
Yeah.
Italians are greasy?
How do you impress an Italian man?
I don't know.
Show up naked, bring beer.
I don't think that would impress an Italian man if I did that.
No, probably not.
Hey, Tony, I'm here with beer. Slam. Oh, I'm sorry. The door went slam.
Yes.
I thought he would say goodbye to you. Bang. Yeah, is there something about Italians being, they like to be naked and drink beer?
I think you're implying that it's a woman.
I think so, but, like, that's really weird to send to a podcast run by three dudes.
Well, I'm sure he didn't write these all.
Probably not, but he did
found
it. Paste.
He's like, look, some jokes. I can do something to help this shitty podcast.
Here's something. I'm going to guess the answer from Tim is no, but have you ever drank, like, a cold beer in the shower?
I've never had a shower beer. I have heard good things.
I didn't know it was a thing. My roommate did it.
I first thought Andy was saying he's never had a shower.
Like, I hear, like, he's in the bathroom. I hear, like, a bottle fall. And I'm like, hey, what's going on in there? He's like, oh, I just knocked over my beer. I'm like, wait, you drinking beer in the shower? He's like, yeah. He's like, it feels so good. I'm like, oh, all right. That's weird to me.
I mean, it's weird to me, too. Maybe I'll try it with a Coke, see if it's any good.
A Coke and a smile.
I wonder if anybody's ever No, that might be dangerous. Because there's like glass and slippery surfaces and I was gonna
Bring a bottle in there.
Well, I was gonna say a shower beer and a shower jerk combined.
That's a lot of things you're working out.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not just do one or the other?
Yeah, why not pound the beer and then slackety wackety.
Yep, I do feel like I'm over egging the pudding here.
Don't. Yeah, you're about to egg that pudding. Egg all over
it's
that
like,
pudding.
Yeah, you need to both. Like,
yeah, I egged in your mama's pudding.
I still remember, I saw this movie a long time ago. I believe it was called My Life as a Dog. And for some reason, this guy tried to fuck a bottle, and he got his dick stuck, and then they started banging against something. Wait, is that a movie or is that a joke?
I don't see how that's a joke. That seems like a tragedy.
I was okay.
Okay.
I think it was My Life as a Dog.
That just seems...
You seen that? Do you remember the part I'm talking about? Where he stuck his dick in a bottle?
Is Noah talking to his invisible friend?
I was confirming facts.
Are you talking to Mr. Snuffleupagus?
I was going
to
say, Noah's got a sidekick? Why don't I have a sidekick?
Hi, bird.
Hi, bird.
Some smack bird.
This is smack bird.
Bitch, I live in a fucking garbage can.
These are Dave Chappelle Sesame Street jokes, and they're great.
I hear he's getting funny again.
I didn't know he wasn't funny for a while.
Well, you know, flipping out and hiding.
Shit's hilarious.
I mean, when I saw him, he wasn't I mean, he was funny, but he just wasn't doing, like, stand-up. Like, it wasn't as funny as For What It's Worth and Killing Him Softly.
Got it.
Tragic.
He's probably building up to an act.
It was, yes. Thank you, Yahoo Answers. You know, Yahoo Answers is getting quite useful.
Huh.
Hmm.
Just throwing it out there.
I'm glad. I'm pleased for Yahoo Answers.
I find that Yahoo Answers still gives me answers to questions that are not the answer I wanted. And someone just voted it the best answer. Like, why did this or that happen? Because titties. Best answer.
I feel like it's getting better. Like, I feel like it used to be, like, way, like, people just put retarded answers. Or, mentally challenged answers. And
ooh, not making it any better.
Idiotic answers?
Dumb answers.
There you go.
But now I feel like you can actually get answers. This is boring, Tim. All right, we'll move along.
No, that's great. Tell me more about Yahoo Answers.
Tim's like, I'm just talking about Yahoo Answers.
Fucking, what, you got stock in this company?
Maybe I do.
You own a piece of Yahoo? You think our 7 listeners are going to run to that fucking site and boost the traffic?
I want the lady who took it over. I want her to do well.
The lady what? What? Huh?
The lady who took Yahoo over. The new CEO, is that who it is? Right, Andy? Yeah, Marissa Meyer.
Wasn't that a while ago?
Well, yeah, but, you know, it was like, wasn't it like a year ago or has it been longer?
I thought it was a while ago. Maybe, I don't know. My life is, it's hard for me to tell time anymore.
It all blends together.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like all one day.
Oh.
Well, you know, one long day with naps.
Well, yes, I do nap, but.
So about a little over a year ago, in 2012, July 2012.
Okay.
Another mystery solved.
Hooray. Did you look it up on Yahoo Answers?
No, I looked that up on Wikipedia, so maybe it could be wrong.
It would have been better if you looked it up on Google.
Side thing.
Oh, shit.
Left field facts from Noah.
Google Now, like built into the Yahoo search app, is so good and fast. Faster than Siri. I'm just throwing it out there.
All right.
Good. I'm glad.
There you go.
I almost never use Siri.
I've been trying to use it a little bit more because I'm like, it's there. It can answer some questions for me. Let me try you out, Siri. Oh, I was trying to ask it how big the Earth was. Let me try now.
Why are you such a piece of shit?
I am as yet imperfect, but I'm learning.
How big is the Earth? How big is the Earth? See, I asked Yahoo answer, Yahoo Now or...
How big is Noah's dick?
Yeah, see, he didn't even give me an answer. Just gave me links, see? Google thing gave me an answer. It's like, it is this big.
My web search turned this up.
Wait, what did the web search turn up?
Dick Noah's.
Pictures of my dick? Because I'll be amazed.
Yeah, I don't know what Dick Noah's are. Wait a minute, did we just flip the script there? That Dick Noah is so big. He probably weighs a good 185.
205, sir. 205.
Well, no, I was not sure. You are getting rather slender, but then again, you are quite muscular.
That Dick Noah is so big, it has a job and can drive a car.
That Dick Noah is so big, it takes up a whole seat on the train.
Oh, man. That Dick Noah is so big, it can run 13 miles on its 2 legs.
That is impressive.
Most impressive.
Whoa, so how was everyone's week?
Mine was fine.
Decent.
Oh, well, if anybody's been... I don't know if we want to get into this now, but if anybody's been reading the blogs, I fell down a huge rabbit hole.
I've noticed.
And just kept digging for the center of the earth.
Oh, so much cringe.
Oh, wait, are you going to read something?
I am going to... I do have some letters that I've been saving just for Tancast. I'm like, oh, these would be even better if the guys can mock me about them.
Last night, I went to a thing called Mortified Live, and the whole setup is, like, you read your childhood journal entries on stage.
Oh.
And it's pretty amusing. The shit you come up with as a child, the shit you say and think, and just like, oh... So sad.
Oh, it's amazing.
But we can laugh about it now.
It's amazing. Oh, for those of you who haven't been reading the blogs, or if you're listening to this way in the future and, you know, the blog does not reflect this, I found a bunch of old letters I wrote.
Does he look like a bitch?
And then, like, old letters I wrote when I was in, like, late high school, early college, maybe even just after college. And then after finding that, I went and found letters that I saved that other people had written back. And, oh, Lord in heaven.
Now, were they on board?
Who on board?
With the people who replied.
What do you
like,
mean?
Like, were their letters as embarrassing as yours?
Some of the... Well, no. For some reason, it's okay when other people are overly dramatic as high schoolers, but, like, my own writing, I'm like, oh, God in heaven. Oh, God.
I can't believe you weren't getting all the tank back then.
It's amazing.
It is.
You know what's really amazing? That any of us, like, it's like we think, oh, it was us. It was like a lot of people were that way. You know what I mean? Like you were a teenager or, you know, adolescent trying to figure shit out. You don't know what the fuck's going on.
That's why I feel bad for me and Andy's kids. They still have that in their front, what the fuck is it, windshield, as opposed to their rearview mirror. Like, we look back and go, whew, glad that's over. That shit is coming for them. Right now, it's all cue farts and whatnot, but no, you know what's coming? Fucking overdramatic, self-indulgent bullshit.
Uh-huh.
And you can't stop it. Won't stop it.
Can't stop it. Won't stop it.
I need you to know all about my poetry. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fuck. Just any time, like, I start to write the phrase, let me tell you what's going on in my life. Oh, fuck. Everything after that is just like, delete. Delete! Why?
Oh, it's so funny the way you write, like, hey, journal. Oh, wow. Let me tell you what happened today. Like, there's a lot of that last night.
Well, this is worse. I'm actually inflicting this on people. This isn't a journal that only I'm supposed to read. I'm sending this off to women.
Now, when you sent this off, was you thinking like, oh fuck, this is gonna get me so laid, or was it, or not even laid, but maybe a kiss or a hug?
I mean, I don't know what my end goal was, but like, I thought I was just being so funny and flirty.
I'm pretty sure high school Tim was thinking she's gonna talk to me.
Oh, the worst ones that I don't even know if I want to read, but. There was this gal in high school who had cancer that I had a crush on. I had a crush on her, and then she got cancer, and then I decided to try and cheer her up with letters. Fuck.
Like, were they not helping? Were you like, I got some good news. I'm dating a white lady.
No, at least they weren't that bad. But they were just like, who gives a shit? Why are you talking?
So was it, like, more focused on you?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Where he's like, I should have focused more on her.
Or I should have just not written anything, basically.
Yeah.
I think I actually made the cancer worse. That's what I'm trying to say.
Did she die? Because that would be terrible. I killed
her. She did die, but that was recently.
Oh, okay. But not because of the cancer.
In the last year. Yeah. That's why I don't really feel super comfortable reading them.
Gotcha. Fair enough.
Because I'm like, I mean, it's all well and good to get laughs on it, but I feel like, you know, getting laughs on someone who's... I think she hasn't even been dead a year. Maybe a year. Still. She's not alive, and that's not cool.
All right. Understandable, sir. All right, well, maybe we want to come back to that at the end?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah. And just going to toss that out there. Fuck cancer.
Yeah, fuck cancer.
Did she die of cancer?
She did, yes.
Oh, okay. That is sad.
Man, it would have been ironic if it was like a car accident after all that shit.
Oh.
It was a little over a year ago.
Gotcha. So she got cancer when you knew her a while ago, and then she died of cancer.
Yeah, like 20
years
ago.
Yeah, she got cancer. She got her... It was like in her knee, I want to say, and her, mm-hmm. She had her leg amputated.
Yeah, I think she'd been on the volleyball team or something like that. And like she'd hurt her knee badly, and it was when they were checking it out. Mm-hmm. That's when they found the cancer.
And then... So this was like our junior year in high school, and then I think by the end of senior year, she was not okay, but you know, and she was back.
Yeah.
And she went on to college, but then midway through college, I found out like it came back in one of her lungs, and they had to take one of her lungs out. And then randomly, she added me as a friend on Facebook a couple years back, and I was like, oh, well, it's good to know she's doing okay. And then about a year ago, I saw a posting on her Facebook page, I assume by her family, that she'd passed away.
So sad.
I thought we were going to have fun blasting my balls about what a stupid idiot teenager I am.
Nope, we're just contemplating mortality. And
Jimmy Kimmel's kind of funny.
We will have some fun blasting my balls later. I don't want you to worry about that. But you know what? All this ball blasting comes at a price, everybody.
Yeah. And that price is cancer.
It's bullshit.
Wouldn't that be terrible if every time we gave shit to Tim, like, someone got cancer?
Oh, shit. Oh. It probably happens, but not... I mean, the two are not related.
just because there's a correlation doesn't mean there's a causation.
Exactly.
Whew, all right. I saw a Harold and Kumar Christmas.
Did you watch it on HBO Go?
No, I watched it on DVD. So, sadly, I kind of wished I watched it in 3D, just because it was obviously they were doing a lot of stuff that was set up for like 3D stuff.
Yeah, intended to come right on at you.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I'm sad I didn't see this in the theater. Mildly. It was okay. I mean, I definitely do not feel like they need. It's definitely lost its magic for me, I think.
Oh, I mean, if the Christmas can't bring back the magic, Christmas is magical.
Yeah, and I'm really worried about what's going to happen when they try to make a fourth one of these things, because really, after you've shot... Well, wait, spoiler.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
There we go. After you shot Santa Claus in the face, what else are you going to do?
That was pretty crazy. Oh.
Man, I gotta say, my high point for that movie is definitely Neil Patrick Harris interacting with his husband.
Oh, and that was his real husband?
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering. He got a little rapey, though. That was a little weird.
He had always been a little bit rapey. I mean, he branded a hooker in the previous movie.
Yeah, I guess so. I just didn't remember that. Like, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to put some lotion on your back in about 30 seconds here. Just hold still.
What are you doing? Hold still. And, yeah. So what did you think of it, Andy?
Yeah, I feel like some of the like gross-out humor was just like they've run out of clever, stupid things to do. And now they're just going to do gross, stupid things.
Those are my favorite stupid things.
Yeah.
Because they're gross.
Yeah, it definitely had its moments. Wafflebot was pretty funny, and so was the baby rolling on E.
Oh, that baby was, yeah. It just kept getting worse.
Yeah.
For that little
baby.
Like,
oh, no. No. That baby's got some habits now.
And I haven't watched it yet, but it's sitting at home waiting for me at the movie Room 237, which I started watching a little bit, and I don't know if I'm going to like it as much as I thought I would. Basically, it's people talking about their theories of The Shining. Like, all this...
Oh! I thought it was that Sam Jackson, John Cusack movie, but that's another room.
Yeah, maybe Room 238 might be just right next door.
No, it's Room 337. It's just one floor up.
Oh, okay.
It's Room 227. It's got the girl from Sesame Street.
This is funny little building where, like, fucking all these random ass people live together. Have you guys seen Samuel Jackson, dog?
Does he look like a bit?
No.
Samuel Jackson, dog?
Yeah, no, it's hilarious. I'll find it.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were just all of a sudden stalking street, like we'd never heard of this actor, and you're like, yo, dog, have you seen Samuel Jackson?
I mean, this might have been...
I'm looking at a picture of it. It is Samuel L. Jackson, dog.
Oh, man. Oh. So, anyways, yes, the room 237, just all these weird little theories people have about the movie The Shining, and it's just, I don't know... It just seems like it's a little dull. Like, they're just kind of playing people talking and playing clips of the movie. I don't know what I thought. I mean, it seemed like an interesting concept. I thought it would
be better. It was going to blow your mind?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But I only watched like the first like maybe 10, 15 minutes of it, so maybe we'll get better.
You're like, you know what? 10 minutes in, fuck this shit.
Oh, yeah. And Andy?
Yeah?
I saw Prisoners.
And what did you think?
It was good. Intense.
Yeah.
Lots of twists. Interesting. I mean, it ended up kind of interesting. You're like, yeah, it's very... Like, yeah, it's open. Like, I mean, I know, I understand it's just like a snapshot. Like, you know, you're not going to know the whole story. But yeah, it's like, oh, what happens next?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's not really key to the story, but it's just kind of like, well, I wonder how that's going to go down. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I was interested in, like, Jake Gyllenhaal's character. Like, he seemed very, like, rough around the edges.
Well, like
tattoo on his hands, tattoo on his neck.
The neck tattoo that they never addressed. And...
Yes, yes. And, Tim, are you going to see it?
I've already spoiled it for myself, so go ahead.
Okay, so spoiler.
Let's put the spoilers tag in again.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
There you go.
After the guy shot himself, I was surprised Jake Gyllenhaal still had a job.
A little bit.
Like, that seems like way, like, you fucked up big time.
Yeah. Or, you know, at least some sort of, like, why don't you go home for a couple of days?
So, in the movie, Tim, they have a suspect. And Jake Gyllenhaal is getting frustrated because they're not finding out information for him. He's just drawing, like, this maze. So he goes in there and starts roughing him up. And then the guy attacks him and then takes his gun and shoots himself with Jake Gyllenhaal's gun.
Hey, sometimes that happens.
I like the relationship between him and his boss. And they're just, like, such dicks. They're like, fuck you.
Yeah, he is not... polite to his boss.
And no. His boss is not polite back, too.
That's true.
I did like, I mean, it was interesting how all the things, like, you know, even though there's twists, like, how they kind of tied together at the end.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I can't really comment on it without, like, giving a whole shitload of the movie away, more than I think Steve Carell screaming about spoilers should be able to cover.
I mean, that's fine. I was just saying, like, yeah, it was just interesting. So,
yeah,
there you go. It was an enjoyable movie.
I think I'd mentioned about the religious imagery and stuff like that.
One thing that stuck out
to me is the fact that his character's name is Detective Loki, and I'm pretty sure that the tattoos on the backs of his knuckles are runes.
Yeah, I did get like
well,
one
great.
Kind of.
Now close... you've ruined it for everybody.
I know.
Oh, I. Hate
I'm
you,
sorry.
No, you're not.
In penance, I will beat my dick against this tabletop.
Can you reveal any other stuff without spoiling it? Or because I know you mentioned it, but I did not pick up on. I forgot about it when I saw it, and then I didn't really think about it. Oh, we could take offline.
Yeah, several characters reference doing things because of their beliefs.
Yeah, now I remember. Now. I just thought of something. I'm like, oh yeah, okay.
Yep.
There you go. I haven't seen Gravity. It's on my list now because everyone's saying how amazing it is.
Yeah, except apparently for Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Actually, he said he liked it. He just said it shouldn't be called Gravity.
Yes.
He goes, normally I don't say opinions on here, but since people keep asking me, I really liked Gravity. But he said it should be called Anti-Gravity or Zero Gravity. I think that's what he said.
Yeah.
So wait, you're still... I thought you stopped listening to Neil.
Oh, I did, but I still follow him on Twitter because 140 characters at a time, that shit is interesting. A whole show of him telling that goddamn Titanic story every 3 days. I can't deal with it.
He has not told that Titanic story in a long time.
Well, that must have been a long time I've stopped listening.
Yeah.
So you haven't seen Gravity yet, Noah?
No.
You want to see it at Gravity?
I don't want to see it with you.
Maybe sometime this week?
Oh, that'd be kind of good.
You
want
to do it after work? That'd be really good. Maybe we'll do it after work. My wife does not want to see that movie.
Oh, okay.
I was like, hey, we could go see Gravity. She's like, you can go see that shit by yourself. Or no, actually she said, you should take Noah. Oh, I don't think Noah wants to see it either.
I didn't at first, and the trailer still doesn't grab me, but everyone's saying how good it is, so I'm like, all right, I will go see.
Yeah. I got a similar response when I tried to talk my wife into going and seeing Pacific Rim, except it wasn't you should go see Noah, it was you should go fuck yourself.
That's not nearly as friendly.
Well, I think when my wife said it, it was implied.
Ah. So when she says you should go take Noah, what she's really saying is you should go fuck yourself, but Michael might be around.
Yes. What she's really saying is eat a bag of dicks and die. I've been catching up on my fall television show premieres.
We caught up a little bit yesterday.
So what are your fall television show premieres?
We watched CSI. Until last night, that was the show we watched the most of. CSI and Modern Family, both are still good. CSI, fuck, the first CSI, though, coming back, that shit was rough. I think they're looking at the ratings of Criminal Minds and being like, we need to be more fucked up all the time.
Oh, really?
It can't just be, oh, someone died. Like, it's got to be fucking psychological and fucking, at the end of it, you got to be like, oh, my heart. Oh, someone stuck their CSI dick in my heart.
I feel like they definitely had those episodes, like, early on.
It's not just that there's a child in danger, it's that guy made that kid eat his own hand.
Like, I remember one episode where, like, they saved the girl, and then the guy got her again and killed her.
Oh, fucking, I hate that episode!
And I think that was, like, one of the first episodes I ever watched, and I'm like, fuck this show, I'm not gonna watch this show again. and then I think Bree, like, lent her some DVDs, and then that's when I got mm-hmm. hooked. I was like, oh, okay, this show's pretty good. It's not all, like, shitty like that one episode.
Right. There's one character on there, and my wife goes, I wish you'd wear less makeup. I wish you'd wear less clothes. I said the last part.
I figured. I didn't think your wife was like, I wish you would wear less makeup and clothes. So is this a new character that's not part of the original? How much of the original cast is left?
I think there's only, like, three people from the original cast left. There's Brass. There's Nick. Sarah's back. And there's Greg.
Wow.
Wow.
Because Grissom moved on. Uh-huh. Warwick is dead. Spoilers. Uh-huh. Catherine went to DC.
Is he really dead or is he just in rehab?
I don't know.
Didn't it come out like right when they were killing the character off and that dude had like a huge crack addiction?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, CSI was good. Modern Family, always funny. Never disappoints.
Man. Yeah, you know what? Even when the jokes are, like, a little bit off, there's still Sofia Vergara.
Are either of you still watching Big Bang Theory?
I am, but I am not caught up.
That would require me to start?
Okay.
Fuck you, Andy.
Are you still enjoying it? I mean, it's getting lots of awards, still.
I fucking love that show.
All right.
It's hilarious. But then there's the new shows that I've taken on this year. I'm so happy. We are actually, I think, watching more comedies than crime procedurals for the first time in years. So, the Michael J. Fox show. This is the first one I want to talk about, because that shit was great.
We haven't watched that one yet.
It's spoiler for probably one of the best jokes, but I'm sorry. I have to, because it's just such a good endorsement for the show. He's handing out bread rolls at the table and to somebody who is irritating him. That's all I'll say. I don't need to go in the back of the story. But so he's handing out bread rolls. And he hands it to one person. And he goes, here's one. And he just slams it in the dude's nuts.
Oh.
and he goes, oops, Parkinson's.
Oh, I gotta watch that show.
And they do one of those, you know, like when they're interviewing people on like reality shows or like, you know, Modern Family and The Office do this where they're just talking to the camera and it's like he goes, oops, Parkinson's, and they cut to people like getting angry and then they cut to him looking at the camera. What? Parkinson's. And then I went ahead and skipped the first episode of the Robin Williams show because I feel like I already saw it in the 6-minute preview.
Uh-huh.
And we watched the second one and the second one was quite funny.
Oh, we're still waiting on that one. We just started up because Drew's school had a parents' night out thing last night, so we got to watch some adult shows in the evening for once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We watched Yo Mama Get It On. And then we watched some Sleepy Hollow.
And?
It's good.
Is Sleepy Hollow... No, Sleepy Hollow's not temporary. It'll be an ongoing series, right, if it does well?
Yeah, it's not like a miniseries or something like that. In fact, it sounded like from the pilot that they were setting it up to be... Like, hey, we've got a 7-year arc, or fingers crossed, we'll last 7 years.
Oh, dear.
Because it's kind of like tying in the whole thing with Ichabod Crane and the Headless Horseman to the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse and the Book of Revelation. So, like, I think it was in the pilot. It may have been in the second episode, but some dude's, like, quoting Revelation... And talking about a 7-year tribulation. I was like, oh, well, I can see exactly how long you guys are hoping this show goes.
So, Tim, you recommend the Michael J. Fox show?
Yes, and the Crazy Ones. I like them both.
How long are they? Both an hour?
Well, I think one of them had a premiere that was an hour long, and then normally they're a half hour.
And then, Andy, you recommend Sleepy Hollow?
I do recommend Sleepy Hollow.
Okay. I'll probably know watching the one. All I right. may watch Michael J. Fox.
Parkinson's. I mean, it's not all slapsticky jokes like that. Oh, and the daughter's hot, so that's good.
So you got that going for you. I've been watching Marvel. I think, is Marvel's only new show I've been watching?
Oh, good. That was the only other one I was going to mention, so I'm glad you're mentioning it.
Ah, we have not started watching it, so you guys mention it.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's okay. Like, it's still, I mean, as with a lot of these superhero movies, well, no, I wouldn't, like, Heroes wasn't cheesy at first. This is starting off kind of being kind of a little cheesy. But, I mean, it kind of makes sense, though. I mean, it kind of, it goes in line with Avengers, I think. Tim, what do you think?
Yeah, I would say so. It is a little sad that I'm sure we will not see any of the actual popular superheroes on the show.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, you know, Robert Downey Jr. is probably not going to do a cameo at any time.
I mean, yeah, there was one person I was surprised to see.
Are you talking about the very first episode?
Was it the first episode that he was in?
Oh, maybe. You know what? I've only gotten as far as the first episode, so maybe.
Oh, no, I don't think it was the first episode.
Oh, something more exciting is coming? Hot diggity. Well, then, this probably isn't that big a spoiler, but the chick from How I Met Your Mother, Colby? Smothers? Smolders?
Yes.
Smithers? Smithers, you've got a nice butt. Anyway, she was
thank
on the
you,
pilot.
Mr. Burns.
Looking foxy.
As she is wont to do.
Yeah, there's another cameo.
Ooh.
Keep watching.
Well, that's exciting, then.
I think that cameo has already been spoiled for me, Noah.
Maybe.
Well, not for me, so keep your fucking mouth shut.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Almost Human. I'd like to see how that is.
Yes.
And I think those are the only two new shows I'm going to be watching. And then I'll try out Michael J. Fox show.
I've watched two episodes of it so far. Woo! That was barely words. Two episodes of it so far, and I liked it.
So, speaking of Carl Urban, who's the lead in Almost Human, did I mention that on Steaming Pile of Streaming, pause for poos?
Stream.
I watched Dread.
Oh, I have that on my queue. How is it?
It's violent, but it's good. It's kind of like a classic action movie. You know, lots of people getting shot. They weave in sort of like an in-plot reason for some of the ultra-violence to be done in like super ultra-slow-mo. And it's kind of done with a little bit of a wink and a nod, not in like a corny way, but it's kind of like it felt like it was written by somebody who was being genre-aware without being like meta about it, like Scream.
Does at any point, does he say,
I am the law!
No.
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 Thumbs he
down.
Also doesn't take his fucking helmet off, which is awesome.
You know, it's very much like the well, not that anyone would have seen this movie, but there was a movie where it's like a similar setup, but it was like an Asian movie.
The Raid?
Yes.
Yeah.
And apparently, I looked it up online because I haven't seen that one. There's a pre-part of the title, and I can never fucking remember what it is.
Oh, Judge like, Dredd or The Raid?
No, yeah, it's like Discrimination, The Raid, or something like that. But it's not Discrimination. But apparently, The Raid Redemption, that's what it was.
Thank God.
thank you, Google. Thank you for letting me fill in that useless fact. Purportedly, an early script for Dread leaked out, and that's how the Indonesian filmmakers, like, they basically, like, turned that into The Raid by cutting out all the sci-fi stuff.
Oh, so they copied Judge Dredd.
Yep, but got it out first.
Interesting.
Those motherfuckers.
Which, from all the good stuff I've heard about the Raid, would say is not a reason not to watch The Raid. But yes, I enjoyed Dread. But yes, be prepared for not... It's not even like Quentin Tarantino levels of violence, because his is like over the top. almost to the point where it's a little cartoony. This is just like when this one gets violent, it gets brutal.
Brutal.
But yeah, Dredd is a good flick.
I'm pressing on with Doctor Who halfway through season 3.
Very good.
I wouldn't say very good.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Zing!
I think you're going to like David Tennant. I think the more
I do
time
like David Tennant.
Within...
That was the reason I actually started watching the show, is because, like, you know what? I want to see this David Tennant Doctor Who guy.
Yeah. Good. Good. I'm glad you're pressing through. And I did read your blog entry.
Does he look like a bit?
I saw that. You commented on it and everything.
Yes. Yeah. And you're deeper than I give you credit for, Tim.
Ring endorsement.
Backhanded compliment.
That's how I like them. How long have we been going? Do we have time to read these letters?
Well, let's start now.
All right. So...
Rustle some papers so we can hear them, Tim. Oh, I feel like I'm listening to NPR. Great.
Oh, wait.
Fuck your special effects, Tim.
What's funny is I'm reading this off the computer, not an actual physical letter. I was just moving that letter out of the way so I could get to my mouse.
quick side note. At Mortified Live, they were reading out of a journal, but you could see that they just printed it out and taped in, you know, their stuff into a journal.
Awesome.
Hey, Noah,
a couple of them did it. Yeah.
Noah, I hate to ruin this for you, you peek under the wizard's sleeve, I guess.
You like peek under someone's vagina?
Yes. That's exactly what I was going for. I'd be willing to bet some of those people just made up shit that seemed embarrassing so they could get up and perform it.
I wonder that, but you know what? I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and just pretend it's real and enjoy it.
I'm going to give them the benefit of my nuts in their face.
I'm going to do that for get some stage time over there.
Yeah. You know what you should do is like pepper in references to things that clearly happened like 2 decades after when you supposedly wrote the thing.
Like when I, one of the blogs I wrote, it was about me writing to it's about this girl who had a crush on me back in the day. And anyway, I made some joke where I had written to her brother to see if I could get in contact with her. So then I did like a dialogue that played out between the two. Like, hey, sis, the guy who you use as a yardstick to measure douchebags just wrote you and wants to get into touch. Tell him to die in a Christmas fire. That catchphrase won't be around for another 4 years. All right, just ignore him then. And Dean said, hooray for time traveling catchphrases.
Nice.
So, for this series of back and forth, you might want to go back and re-listen to episode 28, where I talk about dropping a girl on her head, or This Is That Girl.
Oh, man. I love that story.
Yes, you did. You know what? You go back to episode 28, that will bear out. About a half hour into it.
To paint a word picture for our listeners, she had some huge boobs.
Jesus Christ. Remember, you don't need to listen to episode 28 because fucking the entire thing is repeating itself right now. Andy had to interrupt the story to talk about her huge boobs. And I'm like, why does that have matter?
It doesn't. I'm just painting
a word
picture.
Then why are you talking about it?
Because boobs.
Hush.
Have you heard Tancast?
No?
Andy loves boobs, all right? Andy leads a sad little life. Let him have his boobs.
I just shuffle sadly from boob
no time.
To boob.
You got to steam ahead with this letter.
Boob!
Read your letter, Tim.
All right, so... fuck, what happened? Was this after prom? I think it might have been after... something. There was
Did you say this is before or after the head drop?
This is before the head drop.
Okay.
Clearly I wanted to get into this girl's pants.
Clearly, that's why you dropped on her head.
Oh, right. Yes, but the huge boobs are completely unrelated.
Really?
No.
You gotta defend your interruption?
No, I'm sorry.
You know I'm not even a boob guy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you to be quiet, sir. Okay. So I don't know what happened, but we weren't talking to each other for a while. Like, maybe it'll explain in the letter, but fucking, this is just so overdramatic. Here comes. Dear Melinda. First line. I don't want to be enemies. Fucking, you're 17! This isn't fucking Lex Luthor!
You are the Joker to my Batman.
I don't want to kill you. I just want to make out with you.
I know how she got those scars. Whoa, shit! Yeah, used fully correctly.
First of all, I want to apologize for the way I've been acting. I know how immature my actions must have seemed, but they were.
Because I'm 17 fucking years old.
Tim, you were acting with your actions.
What was probably a very minor event in your life was both an awakening and a calamity in mine. A calamity! I don't know what happened, but I'm sure it didn't involve fire or death. I needed time to deal with and understand my emotions, to seek advice from friends and family, and to think things through. I wanted to figure out the best way to deal with everything and still have us remain friends, or at least friendly.
You had like a council with like friends and family? Friends, family, gather around.
All right.
Let me regale you with
what to do
my
about
problems.
The fact that Melinda clearly does not want my dick. It's now coming to order. First order of business, why doesn't she want this dick?
That's what you should have wrote. Why don't you want this dick? The end.
Loved him.
I've got dick. You don't got dick. Why not borrow my dick?
Why me talking like Jar Jar Binks?
You can has dick. This is ten. This is like a decade ahead of its time.
Want dick? Why not Zoidberg?
I don't know if I should skip around, because not all of it is gold.
It's okay to skip around.
I'll just do plow through it, and if we need to stop and make
you know
fun
of me,
Tim? We will.
Old Tim should do what young Tim never could. Edit.
I'm not sure. Okay, I'm just fucking. We'll plow through it. I'm not one of those people who can say I don't have a lot of friends, because I do. However, honestly, I can honestly be said that I have a very limited number of friends that I respect, trust, and admire. I used to count you among those friends. Bullshit! You just wanted a banger!
Dude, I think I remember this. I think she was talking shit about you behind your back.
Oh, fuck. I do remember hearing about that. You're saying like I was super horny or something. Which, fucking, yeah!
Yeah!
What are you getting defensive about, Tim? You were! Anyway, let's go back to my BS spin here. But apparently some communication wires got crossed and my intentions were completely misinterpreted. No, they fucking weren't.
She knew exactly what you were
really
up to.
Hurt me. No, it didn't. Now I'm angry, confused, and depressed, and the only way I can see to fix this situation is to tell you straight out exactly how I see things from my perspective, exactly how I feel about them, and exactly how I feel about you. If you still want to be friends after reading this letter, please call or write me and I will be overjoyed. I will be overjoyed.
Did you repeat it, or are you just repeating it for effect now?
I'm repeating it because why the fuck? I'm repeating it now. Sorry, yeah. If you don't want to be friends after reading this letter, and if you don't, or if you don't desire to read this letter further, please destroy it.
Destroy it!
And call or write anyway. I won't get angry. I won't argue. And I won't complain. One way or another, I just want to know where I stand with you. I
this
think
sounds
I deserve
exactly
that.
Like the Tim we know.
Wait, you missed that last line. I think I deserve that. I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to. Oh, fuck, there's still a lot of this letter to go.
Do you want the coos? You can't handle the coos.
Here goes. It's probably a well-known fact that I'm attracted to you, but I'm telling you because I don't think you've heard it from me. Well, I freely admit it. I like you. Very much. However, having said that, let me also say this. You are not attracted to me. I could write this to so many women. I could just get it printed up on business cards and hand it out. I like you. I'm attracted to you. You are not attracted to me. There you go. That's one for you. And one for you. Oh, take one for your friend. I know this now, and I've known this since early last December when I first noticed my attraction to you. What's that? Oh, that's an attraction. I just noticed it.
Or an erection. It can get confusing.
You even flat out told me in January after I asked you to winter formal. Well, Jesus Christ, Tim Babb, take a fucking hint. There are other women. Anyway, so at that point, I knew you knew I knew you didn't like me.
I don't know why I just said that. I knew you knew. I knew. They do.
This is like becoming a calculus problem. Like, I think we're about to do a derivative here.
In parentheses, I wrote, I hope that sentence made sense because I can't think of more of an intelligible way to phrase it. There's got to be. There simply must be.
Here's more intelligible.
If Tim has erection and writes a letter to a girl he likes at 4:45 a.m.
X is the amount of time Tim
cries alone
at night.
You know what the solution to that problem is? Tim crumples up the paper and throws it in the trash.
Solved. So I confronted myself with the fact that all prospects of a romantic nature with you were now out of the question.
I imagine Tim in front of the mirror. What the fuck is wrong with you? Get your shit together.
Could there be a more pretentious way to write that sentence?
I confronted myself
with the fact that all prospects of a romantic nature...
Tim, you secretly wanted to be a lawyer on Ally McBeal.
And it was difficult, but I dealt with it. You didn't fucking deal with it. You hung on to hope like an Obama supporter.
Oh, true.
There you go. That's from right. That's from our right-wing listener. I think we have two listeners. One's left and one's right. What helped was you said you still wanted to be my friend. That doesn't help. Fucking the friend zone never helps anyone.
Nope.
Fucking I spent so much time in the friend zone, I fucking had that shit redecorated.
You guys would show up, and Tim's like, come sit. I've had this restuffed.
I put surround sound in there so we can at least watch television while we cry.
I've added on an addition.
I don't understand why I can't just touch them.
So for the next few months, I went on my merry way thinking I had you as a friend. After a while, we started to get closer. I started to learn more about you and more from you. Yep. She was teaching me all sorts of shit. Not at all. I truly began to appreciate for our friendship for what it was. No, you secretly hoped you were sneaking your way in there.
Yep.
You saw one too many 80s movies and you thought, oh, this is where the nerd ends up with the girl. He doesn't.
Now it's Ducky's turn.
Then prom time rolled around and I asked you. I was totally unprepared for your response. Wait, let me make that clearer.
That's what you wrote? Or
Wait. Let me back up a step. It wasn't the no that was so hurtful. I mean, I understand if you prefer to go with Steve. He's a great guy. But that wasn't the reason. You feared I had ulterior motives and impure intentions, and it made me realize something.
What did you realize,
that you have a firm grasp on reality.
Wait, who does it?
No, I just said
that's
now.
That's old Tim editorializing.
I said, you feared I had ulterior motives, and then I said, it made me realize something. And then present-day Tim said, because she had a firm grasp on reality.
Yeah. And you were like, fuck Steve. Was that his name?
Yeah, his name is Steve. He's all right.
You're like, fuck him. That's what you're like. You're not thinking he's a nice guy. You're like, fuck that guy.
You never considered me a friend. You always thought of me as just another guy who's after you. Truth. You see me as a person trying to get close to you so I can press my advantage and get some sort of romantic leverage over you. Oh, have you thought about
you
me?
You wanted to press something.
If you thought that about me, you really don't know me. Or, in fact, you know me like a book. I believe when a woman says no, she means no. All right, fact. I don't believe I can affect a change in her opinion, and I wouldn't try. Gray area. I think it's an absurd concept that a man can make a woman like him.
Lie.
Oh, that ice is cracking under your feet, Tim Bav. I would never abuse a friendship by ours by trying to put the moves on you. But you don't see that in me at all, do you? That's what's so hurtful. And it's much more my fault than yours. I thought we were closer. I thought you understood me. I thought you trusted me. Was I wrong? Was our entire friendship one-sided? Because if it was, let's end it. I don't want to be a pest to you, Melinda. I just want to be friends. But if you don't want that too, it's a pointless effort.
Oh my God.
I'd rather we were just acquaintances or hi-bye friends. But if you do consider me a friend and my feelings for you are really of concern to you, let me make you this promise. Oh, shit. He's making promises, everybody.
Uh-oh.
I won't ever try to change your mind about your romantic feelings towards me, or lack thereof. If they do change on their own, that's great. AKA what I'm praying for every night. I'll probably have a conniption from sheer ecstasy. Jesus Christ on a stick. But I'm not holding my breath for that to happen. That is fucking exactly what you're doing. Sorry. Bottom line, I like having you in my life. I like talking to you, and I like listening to you. I like hanging out with you. As nothing more than a simple, plain, ordinary friend, underlying context, that I would really like to have sex with. I think you're a wonderfully extraordinary person, Melinda. Friends?
Which is to say, you have big boobs.
Shut up about the boobs!
Little did you know.
I'm telling you, they're fucking relevant!
How old were you when you wrote this, Tim?
I was, I'm going to guess, 17 or... Tim, oh, prom had already come around, I was 18.
Going on 18.
You said 16?
18.
Okay, so it would be like, what, 8 more years before you had sex?
Is 8 and 8 20? Yep.
I don't know. That's all.
No.
Fuck young Tim Babb.
Tim wasn't 26.
I was 24.
Yeah, that's 6.
Oh, okay, 6 years.
Math!
Wow, I... This is like calculus. I think I've overestimated.
Whew, good times. That's it. So there was another one that she wrote to me after I dropped her. Well, there's a letter I wrote to her after I dropped her on her head, and then I also was going to read her response about what happened after she dropped her on her head, but we'll save that for another time.
Yes, let's save it for next week.
This is my cast.
Tim, this is like a wonderful banquet. We can't eat the whole thing at once.
I'm too full.
I mean, I could, but we can't.
Ah, zing.
Fat.
Ah, thank you for helping me bash young Tim. That's always fun.
Oh, man. The worst part of all that is I'm listening to it, and I'm like, ah, young Tim. And I think about young Andy. I'm like, fuck, I think I was worse.
Well, scour your hard drive.
Oh, no, I'm so many computers away from that.
Every hard drive has subsequently been saved on the next computer. Like, so there's like a file that's like old hard drive. And then and if you go into that, you'll be like old hard drive. And if you go into that, old hard drive. All the way to shit that was back on my Tandy 1000 TX, my friend. Ooh. Which didn't even have a hard drive.
Shitception.
We need to go deeper. Oh, all right, sorry, this episode's gone long, and it's totally my fault.
No, it was worth it.
So, remember, everybody, never trust him to make good sound effects.
You're doing it like an overdramatic 18-year-old douchebag.
Oh, this week I hate that I can't travel back in time and just shake young Andy. Just give him a good shake. I don't even need to tell him like what his future is going to hold. I just need to grab him and shake him and go, no.
Maybe the future will have that ability.
Whatever you're thinking about doing now, no.
Tancast. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@Tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend. Tancast. I was thinking about that the other night. Like, if I ever got a time machine, like, the first thing I'd do would be, like, yeah, Hitler was bad, 9/11 should have been stopped, but I would stop myself from doing all sorts of stupid shit first. I mean, the first thing I'd do, no, don't. Just don't. Don't. First of all, cut your fucking hair. Just cut it.
Oh. Yeah, oh, God, I'd say the exact same thing to my younger self.
But it's long. Shut up. Cut your hair. Cut your fucking hair off now.
You know,
back
I think
still.
Probably the best advice I would give to myself is just relax, be yourself, and don't try to be like anyone else.
Yep. Also,
fucking that, Noah got deep all of a sudden.
That pink t-shirt is doing you no favors.
You know what? I rock a pink t-shirt.
Yeah, current Noah would rock a pink t-shirt. Young Andy with the oversized pink t-shirt. No. No, I looked like one of the backup dancer girls from Flashdance.
It's a good look.
Sure.
Ladies love it.
No, they didn't.
I meant to bring up, maybe next episode, remind me, I want to bring up what you guys were saying about your kids just being, like, diabolical and just the shit that they do.
Well, no, I have good news. That's never going to change, so bring it up exactly. Any episode you want.
Anytime you want to slot it in, I'm sure we'll have examples.